Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
I've been slowly turning off notifications for apps, just in general. I don't get apps for text messages at the moment, which I really like because it stresses me out to know that I could get a text message at any minute.
You don't want to just like cold turkey blast those apps off your phone?
I want to be able to receive text messages.
I just want to answer them at your leisure.
I'm not opposed to getting them. I just don't necessarily want to know the second one comes in. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll check it. I'll open it up, like, in my own time. I don't need my phone to scream at me, which it can't do because it's always on silent.
You want to be able to check your phone and do, like, a Harry Potter dance every time you get flooded with messages.
What is a Harry Potter dance, please?
Like, when he gets the letter to Hogwarts
and
he's dancing amongst all of the letters. That's you, but checking emails.
That scene drives me crazy because there are so many stationary letters in the shot.
Yeah.
And if he had just looked around, he could have scooped a handful off the floor and just bolted out the front door.
Sure.
And they could never have stopped him. But he did his Harry Potter dance and tried to snatch a moving one out of the air.
See, that's the same tactic as the money tube.
I would say that... does not speak highly of his skills as a seeker, that he could not grab like a slowly drifting letter out of the air.
Not a strong first impression.
Yeah.
He didn't have the broom, and that was...
It was pre-training.
He needs the broom.
Well, truly the problem is that he didn't use his goddamn mouth, which is how he does it every other time.
That's right. Just crams that ball right in there.
He's the Pac-Man of the Harry Potter team.
is Quidditch Pac-Man... is that anything...
I mean, Pac-Man would be very good at it.
Is that worth putting into my computer machine and making the pictures move and stuff?
Yeah, making a Pac-Man but on a broom with a witch's hat following little dots that have tiny wings on them.
What if it was Pac-Man but he was a wizard also?
Gordy, I'm not sure that you have a strong mind. I'll give you that. I don't know if you have the fortitude for the porn that you'll get for that search result.
Oh. For Pac-Man as a wizard or Quidditch Pac-Man?
Both.
Gordy's going to prove you wrong.
I am not sure about this.
Derry will take him down, but Pac-Man porn, he can handle it.
What'll take me down?
Derry.
Oh, Derry.
Yeah, Derry hits your guts, but you can swallow all the Pac-Man porn.
What should I search for?
Pac-Man Quidditch. See how long it takes to get a lewd photo.
You know what? This might be naive of me. I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen at all?
I think it's going to take longer than you think.
It probably will, but I do believe it will happen.
Okay, I feel like you're not going to get a lot of relevant results.
Pac-Man Quidditch. Yeah, I think this is just not really a thing.
Not yet.
Some necklaces, some toys, some screenshots, shirts. Really just...
I'll look up Pac-Man Wizard.
How many goatsies are you skipping over?
None. I'm getting either Pac-Man or Quidditch. Not really the fusion of the two. There's a Pac-Man
that
dress.
That is a shame.
This is a picture of someone holding their newborn baby wearing a... Oh, that's a Photoshop of some something weird.
But
not pornographic.
Not sexy weird. Okay.
Does not cross the line.
It's like an old man for the baby's head.
You know, Pac-Man.
Yeah,
it's the
like
essence
Google,
of both.
Google really doesn't know how to parse these searches together.
It's just sort of guessing at multiple things separately.
Should we as a society just start trying this out every day?
Trying what out?
Just throwing the algorithm for a loop.
Just trying to find the gaps in Google's coverage.
Yeah, just like really, really show it who's boss. Like we can still think farther outside the box than you. Pac-Man Quidditch.
Than the machines. Yeah, my concern with that is that we're going to alert the machines to its many weak points, and it's going to start filling that stuff in.
Oh, I see. We're like a vaccine.
It's like wish fulfillment. Like, I have searched for Pac-Man Quidditch, and like the Google Alpha DeepMind or whatever is going to start generating those images. I'm going to come back to it next week.
I was going to say, I think the real test is to check tomorrow for Pac-Man Quidditch.
Right.
And
I
has congealed overnight.
I have spoken those words into a microphone, and those words will make it onto the internet.
Yep.
And Google's going to scrape that too.
Mm-hmm.
And just so, like, all these things together, I think Google will just sort of generate that particular pornography.
So what if, like, the real thing Google's doing? Like, we know they're selling our information to advertisers.
What if I put DeviantArt into the search as well?
You got a better chance. Or you just go to DeviantArt and search there. Yeah, what if, like, in addition to selling our information to advertisers, Google is incepting people with these ideas? So, like, Google takes the things that people are searching for and have, through their, like, click patterns, obviously given up in frustration because it wasn't what they wanted.
Right.
And then Google is subtly influencing the advertisements toward people inclined to make things until they get an idea sparked in their head.
You know, there is a real drought of Pac-Man Quidditch, and it's a hot topic people are searching. You might want to hop on that market.
I mean, anybody who's out there who wants to just kind of get on it.
We'll incept it. We'll incept that idea into you right now.
There is sort of a lack of those kinds of images, so you could fill a very particular market, admittedly, but you could do it.
I'm going to a place this upcoming weekend. I will be there on the day that this Ramblecast airs, where there will be Earth humans who cannot fly or do magic playing Quidditch.
What?
I'm going to Conjuration. It's like a fantasy convention, primarily Harry Potter focused, secondarily Lord of the Rings, tertiarily every other fantasy.
With magic.
Yeah.
It has con right in it.
Yeah. And they've got a Quidditch game, or maybe several, but you can play it at that convention.
I've seen it. We had a league at my college.
Your college was cooler than our college.
How do they do the balls that are enchanted to attack people?
I don't think they do.
They don't?
I think it's just broomstick soccer.
They should have two people who are, like, referee style, not part of the game.
Sure.
But are just, like, dodgeball bludgeoning people with
these things. That's what I was going to say. Why not, if you will. Why not have people on the sidelines just hurling dodgeballs?
We need an Inky, a Blinky, a Pinky, and a Clyde.
Could develop some kind of, like, proprietary cannon technology.
It was just a t-shirt cannon, but with a medicine ball in it.
Oh, I mean, it looks like it hurts in the movies and in the books, so
I mean,
I think
it does
that's
break
appropriate.
Bones,
uh-huh. Yeah.
But in the movies and the books, they also have a thing you can drink to make those bones grow back again.
We have hospitals.
Yeah.
We do want the real Quidditch experience or not.
Yeah, but our hospitals charge you like $6,000 to have a sinus infection. So
we have wine coolers.
We do. Are
that'll,
you saying
that'll drink the pain away?
That is the Millennial Hospital.
A wine cooler.
It's a wine cooler.
Wine in a box.
Because we can't afford real wine or hospitals.
How about that new Tide fluid that comes in the wine box? It's like
a little
plastic goblet. You haven't seen these?
I have not.
People are very worried for the teens.
This is going to be very good for this audio-based medium.
Always is.
Our many Google image searches for which we are known.
I'm going to Google Tide box wine. It's going to come right up. You can do this at home, too. This is the new container that Tide...
The Soapsmiths.
The Soapsmiths who produce the Tide pods that mm-hmm. children apparently just love
they
to
crave.
Eat. Yeah, they,
it's got
they,
electrolytes.
They crave and eat these Tide Pods, and so they decided...
Bucketfuls.
I assume this company in the board meeting was like, okay, how do we make this less appetizing to children? Like, how do we package and release our product in such a way that children will not eat or drink it? And the solution that they came up with was this, which looks exactly like...
That looks like an orange juice dispenser.
Like boxed wine or a water cooler or a juice dispensary that dispenses this thick, blue, gooey juice.
How hard is it...
You would expect something potable out of it.
I mean, how hard is it really to either throw a Tide Pod into a thing or unscrew a cap and pour a thing into that.
I don't think it is hard.
It's not hard.
Like, I understand if you've got, like,
I guess,
like,
it's hard to resist putting it in your mouth first.
If you've got, like, a physical disability, I can understand why, like, the cap screwing thing might be a problem. I don't know that this solves it, because you still have to have, like, a two-handed situation
and
going
set
on
it up.
There.
It seems like what their fear is deliciosity, and they're running away from it, but they're not doing a very good job.
What every box...
Yeah, next Tide is going to team up with Gatorade.
Sport drink. Every box, bottle, container of Tide should have a speaker. Whatever technology the talking greeting cards use, they should employ that. And when you open it, it screams, "Do not drink. Not for consumption.
You dummy.
Not in the mouth, in the washing machine."
You know that that's just going to make it worse, because then people are going to be like, "You're not my dad," and then put five of them in their mouth.
Put an additional one in that says, "I am your dad."
But at that point, I think it is very much the consumer's fault.
it's currently the consumer's fault.
At that point, we have achieved hot coffee is hot.
You don't
that one's on you at that point.
Well, that whole thing was a much bigger deal.
That lady got third degree burns.
No, what I'm saying is they did what they could. It now says hot coffee is hot. After that, we're washing our hands. It's on you.
Right. I mean, I think McDonald's does serve their coffee above regulation temperature still. But
not quite as far above regulation temperature that one jolt of your car will give you third degree burns on your lap.
Do they have a kid temp?
Kid temp? Coffee?
Yeah.
At Tide?
Probably fast. Yeah. can I order my Tide Pod at kid temp?
And kid temp coffee is like the mocha frappe, whatever things, like the iced coffees and the ones where they put a lot of cream and sugar, which is how I have my coffee because I'm a kid.
I was going to say, I feel like kid temp is human temp, and everyone else is just trying to be a badass. And you're not proving anything to anyone.
Yeah, my grandmother is one of those, like, she will only drink her coffee if it will sear...
If it came out of a dragon.
Piping hot.
Yeah, if it'll sear your taste buds off so you can't taste how horrible Italian roast coffee is.
I was going to say, you cannot taste this nut.
Because they get this really gross...
Too spicy. This nut is too spicy.
Mm. I can now tell an Italian roast from every other roast by smell alone. Because there might be some good Italian roast. Whatever they get is really gross. And now I can smell it. I can smell when it's an Italian roast and I don't want it in my mouth.
You don't think the people at Tide engineered those pods to just look so fucking juicy? You don't think the people in the marketing department saw the original Tide Pods and they were like, "No, juicier, wetter, more appealing,
fresher,
these need to be sleek and sexy."
Even if it wasn't intentional, it's hard to imagine someone looking at after it's produced and saying, like, "We made this too juicy. I want to pop that in my mouth."
You don't think that shape is designed to just slip right down your gullet and unleashes all of its treasures into your tummy.
From like,
are we soapsmiths or are we Wonkas?
We are the Wonkas of soap.
Here's the thing, they're a little bit of both. I'd go to the Wonka soap factory. That'd be amazing.
The thing is, like, making something look like edibly appealing still makes you want to buy it, even if you know it's not for eating.
Exactly. Like those, that's why they're just those, like,
shiny,
green, blue, juicy nuggets.
Yeah, and they're just like, "Look at how refreshing
imagine,
this is. This looks very appetizing. I bet it will make my clothes great."
Imagine going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Or McDonald's or whatever your fast food restaurant of choice is, and they give you the little cardboard box. And you open it up and there's just a dozen Tide Pods in there. I hope you're all glad that we're mining this very fresh Tide Pod well.
It's very fresh.
For your amusement.
This definitely was ever a real problem and not just like three teenagers actually doing anything.
I would like to briefly return to the Wonka Soap Factory.
Please.
I feel like that would probably be mostly entertaining, except that every product is always just going to be soap at the end. So it's always a letdown right at the end.
I bet.
Yeah, no, it's the far sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, when all the people who grew up on those chocolates are now boring adults who can't handle sugar anymore, and they just want really nice face masks and body scrubs and bath bombs.
Well, you have like fizzy lifting soap and everlasting gobs soap.
I bet that Wonka could make an edible soap that tastes good.
Some snoz soap.
Perhaps even one that's good for you.
And this will clean you inside and outside.
That makes that movie somehow more sinister. I will clean these filthy children.
That's when Wonka has his,
they
like...
They will learn their lessons inside and out.
So Wonka does this whole candy factory tour thing, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, rumor, lawsuits, etc. come in as a direct result of this.
Sure.
He has to shut down the candy factory. The name of Wonka is sullied in the candy world because no one really wants to eat the chocolate that, like, a kid was boiled in or whatever.
Or do they go fucking crazy for it?
Well, you get a small subset that does that. You get a large outcry against it, and then you've got a lot of people who just like shrug and go buy a Hershey's bar. So Wonka is alone in his tower. It's like, these filthy children came in,
ruined me.
I will clean them. I will clean them all. And then the Wonka soap factory is
pretty.
Born.
Pretty dark, and that movie's already kind of messed up.
And Wonka Jack the Ripper soap scrubs the world.
Are they the same person?
Wonka and who?
Jack the Ripper.
They have
you
similar
ever seen
styles.
Him in the same room together?
Oh, God. You have launched a cosplay, though. Because that's kind of a thing for cosplay. Is like this thing and this other thing that's not related, right?
Sure.
Make it steampunk too. Why not? Glue some gears on there.
I mean, the top
Wonka's
hat's already
steampunk.
Yeah, like
Wonka
there.
Is steampunk.
Yeah.
Is he?
Some of his candy has to be steamed, right?
I'm sure there are steam implements.
And some
in
of
the
his
factory.
Candy
in,
is definitely
in the factory,
punk.
But isn't
say I the punk master? But isn't
steampunk is like a reliant on steam technology, right? And like all the gears and the steam and the like the mechanisms are there for utility, not just to have them.
Can you
in steampunk, like a steampunk setting, do people just like glue gears and shit onto things like just because they like them?
I mean, that's how steampunk in the real world works out. Because those gears are not glued on in any way that they connect or would do gear things.
That's what I'm saying, is like in like a steampunk setting, like in a book or a game or a movie, the premise is that they use steam technology.
Yes.
And so all of the gears are functional.
Mm-hmm. Probably
like,
not
it is
all.
Not, it is not a world where people are just wild about gears and like looking at them.
Can
like,
you
like they are for a purpose for the most part.
Can you one way or another prove or disprove that Oompa Loompas are not steam-based life forms? Just solid steam men.
I mean,
from Loompa Land.
I mean, I was gonna say they do go into the backstory, but all we have is Wonka's
word.
I'm
pretty sure he went to like a different planet though, didn't he?
If you told me that Wonka was an unreliable narrator, I would believe you. Boy, that's the version of the book that I want. First person from Willy Wonka's point of view, unreliable narrator.
I don't know what gives you that impression about
the Holden Caulfield of candy.
Severian runs a chocolate factory. That is for two of you.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, the hot-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, the hot-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.